Well, the all share edged up 0.1%. The resources was just over 0.7% stronger. Financials closed quite flat and the industrials lost 0.1%. Joining me in studio now for a look at the day's local markets activity is independent analyst Liston Menkes. Liston, thank you so much for your time. JSC pushing a little bit higher. What was your assessment of today's market activity?
Yeah, I think a bit of tiredness crept in, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And whenever anybody tells me what the index did, I say, what did Naspers do first? Because if it went up 1% and we only went up 0.1%, then the rest didn't do too well.
Yeah.
But I did spot one that I thought was worth noting, just because round numbers appeal to people. But Anglo's pushed over 400 Rand today, 490-something cents. So, again, that does show there's a bit of interest, and whether it's coming from local or overseas doesn't really bother me. There's an awful lot of discussion, and people seem to think, you know, that the election outcome is what's going to make or break us. But I rather think markets are more important in terms of the items that are produced. And of course, the other big thing, particularly for the exporters, is what the Rand is going to do. Now, we saw quite an amazing turnaround in the last 8 days. I think you'll find last Thursday, ahead of the Moody's thing, we were trading at 1461. Mm-hmm. And here we are today at 1408 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So for sure, people said, my goodness me, Moody's is positive. Actually, I don't know what they said, but they said, we're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
And when prompted, they said, well, if you insist we say something, it's not a ratings, because we're not changing the ratings, because we're not considering anything, we're just staying where we were. And everybody said, that's good. Well, I suppose it is good.
Well, yeah, I suppose they're probably playing a wait-and-see approach and looking ahead to elections and what policy direction might look like. But over in the U.S., we had the jobs numbers come out, which, depending on which news publication you were consuming in terms of analysis over these numbers, the reports would have said better than expected U.S. jobs numbers. I mean, it's sitting at 196,000 jobs. What did you make of that figure?
Okay. The first thing is they call it the non-farm payrolls, and I call it the non-event number, because it honestly really is numbers that you can't guess. It's somewhere in the range of 196 most of the time. We had a very peculiar blowout at one point where it came out at 85, and the next month there was 225. So if you added the two together, you got to about 170,000. So I think there was data error or finger trouble. I don't know, not know what it was all about. And it possibly had to do with the shutdown in the government, that they didn't collect the data properly. And again, I've looked at the numbers. So first point, and I make it every time people ask me, I say, these are seasonally adjusted numbers. Now, have you ever seen a seasonally adjusted person? I do not know where they are, what they look like. But the numbers are fairly similar to the actual. And what I can say is that if you deal with males over 20, let's not worry about the 16 to 20, because not a lot of people are employed at 16 in most countries of the world anymore. And so this is an archaic measure, but over 20, the unemployment rate, and this is not now jobs, but unemployment rate, is running at 3.6%. A year ago, it was running at 3.7.
Right.
And if you go women 20 and over, you get a rate of 3.3, and a year ago it was 3.4. So we've really gone nowhere. But the actual honest answer is many of those 3% are between jobs, or they are unemployable, or whatever. So you have got over full employment in America. There was old days we used to work on a number of 5% as full employment. And Janet Yellen, when she was in the chair, said, I will not rest until we've got below 5. Well, it got below 5, got below 4.5, went down to 4, and she still didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now we have Jerome Powell in the chair, and he still doesn't do anything. So I'm actually saying, you know, these must be the most overpaid people for the amount of work they actually do anything. The rest of the time, they just say, well, we'll leave it as it is.
What does this number do in the context of some of the fears or whispers of fear around the slowdown or potential slowdown of the U.S. economy? Does it do anything at all? And are the fears even justified?
Right. Well, first of all, I don't. Well, the statements are true, and people are put off quite a bit by the statements being made. So, you know, the mere fact that they are made, people say, well, then I won't buy a house, and the fear of this and the fear of that. No, then I won't buy a new car.
Right.
So, car sales have not started well in America this year. Housing starts again. It's winter. You tend not to start building when there's snow on the ground. I'm sorry, you get some really funny seasonal effects there too. But in essence, I say, with unemployment at that level, you virtually cannot write off the American economy. Sure, they will change their purchasing patterns and they will make various other decisions. So, for instance, they may not decide to go to Britain this year. So spending patterns may change. But seriously, and I think the stock market has it more right than most, but the big thing about the stock market is that they will probably end up being disappointed by the earnings coming out now, because they came off a low base for the first quarter. Now, for this, at least for the end of last year, for the numbers coming out now, right, they had the tax cut the previous February. So it's really, truly, there's not much that I can get excited about in terms of earnings growth in America right now, except in the oil majors.
Right.
The oil majors have been having quite a good time of it. And I promise you, if you remember, it was not that long ago when we had oil at $45 a barrel.
However,
less than 2 years ago.
Yeah. However, there is one thing that gets you excited, or at least I'd like to think it gets you excited, and that is your stock pick, which is Aspen.
Yeah. Well, again, I think those of us who've been watching Aspen, and golly, I think at the height it was probably near 400 Rand. Hovered around 280 for an awfully long time and then suddenly decided to drop. It dropped dramatically. I think 69 was the low at one point. And it's now trading at around about 100 Rand. So that's a long way from 400. It's even a long way from 280. And one of their problems, and it was commented on, was the fact that they had too much debt. So they said, right, we'll sell a company basically in New Zealand doing infant milk formula and sending that off to China. And everybody got very excited that they had something with such growth potential. But it turned out they needed money, and that was the one thing that somebody was quite prepared to take off their hands.
Yeah.
Crowd in France called Lactalis, very large. And that was only put together about September last year. And everybody thought the money would have arrived already. And they basically said, don't worry, it'll come in just after the December. And of course, came a little bit later, they said, actually, we still have a problem. And one of the problems was that the New Zealand government had to give approval. Mm. Why? I have no idea. It's just one of your companies being sold from a company in South ownership from a company in South Africa to a company in France. Anyway, the rumor, whether it's true or not, but I think there was actually a statement from Aspen saying this will be sold soon.
Okay.
And everybody says it's been sold. So suddenly Aspen took a bit of a life. I can't say it's, but it certainly will solve a lot of their problems. Doesn't get their debt levels down exactly to the desired level. But again, it is something which a company that's been pounded basically now has a better news story coming. And that's my stock pick.
All right, Liston, thank you so much for your time. That was independent analyst Liston Makies taking us through the day's market performance. Your stock pick, which is Aspen.
Yeah. Well, again, I think those of us who've been watching Aspen, and golly, I think at the height it was probably near 400 Rand. Hovered around 280 for an awfully long time and then suddenly decided to drop. It dropped dramatically. I think 69 was the low at one point. And it's now trading at around about 100 Rand. So that's a long way from 400. It's even a long way from 280. And one of their problems, and it was commented on, was the fact that they had too much debt. So they said, right, we'll sell a company basically in New Zealand doing infant milk formula and sending that off to China. And everybody got very excited that they had something with such growth potential. But it turned out they needed money, and that was the one thing that somebody was quite prepared to take off their hands.
Yeah.
Crowd in France called Lactalis, very large. And that was only put together about September last year, and everybody thought the money would have arrived already. And they basically said, don't worry, it'll come in just after the December. And of course, came a little bit later, they said, actually, we still have a problem. And one of the problems was that the New Zealand government had to give approval. Mm. Why? I have no idea. It's just one of your companies being sold from a company in South, ownership from a company in South Africa to a company in France. Anyway, the rumor, whether it's true or not, but I think there was actually a statement from Aspen saying this will be solved soon.
Okay.
And everybody says it's been solved. So suddenly Aspen took a bit of a life. I can't say it's, but it certainly will solve a lot of their problems. Doesn't get their debt levels down exactly to the desired level. But again, it is something which a company that's been pounded basically now has a better news story coming. And that's my stock pick.
All right, Liston, thank you so much for your time. That was independent analyst Liston Makey taking us through the day's market performance.